eat with Raul, who was like a brother to him now, live with the other men, and come home to Paloma waiting for him in their hut. He had built it for them himself. In his first year at the camp, he had lived in a military surplus tent with the other men. But once he was with Paloma, they wanted privacy and a space for themselves. She had grown up in Raul's camps after their parents died. Her three other brothers worked for Raul as well, and Pablo had rapidly caught her eye as she had inevitably caught his. Raul had defended her virtue fiercely until then. It was a sign of his deep respect for Pablo that he had entrusted her to him and given him his consent. To Pablo, she was the ultimate prize. He loved the sweet scent of her skin as he nestled with her at night, her gentleness in all things, and her full belly now, heavy with their child. Raul wanted it to be a boy. Pablo didn't say it, but he didn't care. He just wanted it to go easily for her, and the baby to be healthy when it was born. She was a brave girl, used to the primitive conditions in which they lived, and said she wasn't afraid. Pablo could feel the baby kick him when she slept behind him with an arm gently cast over him in the cool night air of the jungle. Pablo was wearing his old military jacket from Ecuador with an undershirt, fatigue pants, and his old army boots as he lit his first cigarette of the day and took a long drag. He had slipped